From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The news media remains a main target of the U.S. president. President Donald Trump went on an extended tirade against the media on Tuesday evening, equating reporters with traitors, calling them bad people who don't like our country.
You have some very good reporters. You have some very fair journalists. But for the most part, honestly, these are really, really dishonest people. And they're bad people. And I really think they don't like our country. I really believe that.
During a political rally in the Phoenix Convention Center, the president recited previous statements he made criticizing neo-Nazis and Ku Klux Klan following the fatal August 12th clash in Charlottesville, Virginia. But the president omitted his most controversial words he used to blame the violence on both sides. Arizona's two Republican U.S. senators who have both clashed with the president skipped the event. Trump criticized both John McCain and Jeff Flake without mentioning their names. Trump's presence in the western state, where he beat Democrat Hillary Clinton by 3.5 percentage points in last year's presidential election, drew tens of thousands of his supporters and protesters to downtown Phoenix and intense precautions by security forces hoping to prevent violence. It didn't really work as arrests were made in a protest rally. Tear gas was fired. Arizona's largest circulation newspaper, even before the president had finished his speech, tweeted in its view he came to deliver a message of unity, but he failed. Read more about this on our website at voanews.com and all of our social media platforms. This is VOA News. A suicide car bomber set off a blast Wednesday in southern Afghanistan's Helmand province, killing at least five people and wounding 38 others. Local officials said the attack in Lashkar Gah, the provincial capital, happened near a police headquarters where people were gathered outside. Two women and two soldiers were among those killed. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the bombing. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says President Trump has empowered U.S. commanders to make decisions based on conditions on the ground in Afghanistan, and that this will alter the dynamics of the United States' longest war. But as VOA's diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports, he also acknowledges it may be a war the U.S. cannot win on the battlefield.
President Donald Trump's announcement of his Afghanistan strategy has won the strong support of his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who says it will not be based on artificial timelines, but on conditions on the ground in Afghanistan.
The fighting will still be borne by the Afghan forces, by their military and their security forces.
William Goodfellow does not see a major change in U.S. strategy towards Afghanistan.
American generals were saying, well, we have a stalemate. Well, we don't have a stalemate. The American side is losing. And I think adding more troops will try to bring back the situation where you actually have a stalemate and set the stage for a negotiated settlement.
A negotiated settlement would likely be a welcome outcome for many in war-weary Afghanistan. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
The commander of the Navy's Asia-based 7th Fleet has been dismissed. A two-sentence statement issued by the Navy said Admiral Scott Swift, commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, had relieved Vice Admiral Joseph Aucoin due to a loss of confidence in his ability to command. The move follows four Navy accidents in the Pacific since late January, including two collisions that left sailors dead and missing. Voters in Angola are choosing a new president to replace longtime leader José Eduardo dos Santos, who is stepping down after 38 years in power. Dos Santos' People's Movement for the Liberation of Angola, or the MPLA, is expected to get enough votes to remain in power, led by his chosen successor, Defense Minister Yao Lourenco. China is warning that new U.S. sanctions targeting Chinese firms linked to North Korea will not help cooperation with Beijing in the nuclear crisis. The U.S. Treasury Department slapped punitive measures on a clutch of Chinese and Russian individuals and companies Tuesday, accusing them of supporting North Korea's nuclear program and attempting to evade U.S. sanctions. I'm Ira Melvin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.